So everybody needs to wake up to the game. If you're a new believer, if you're a believer for a long time, whatever it is, you need to see the game. Anybody who starts to mention Jesus gets attacked. And anybody who's been talking about Jesus, they're always been under attack. And they're always trying to bring in some agents to try to set people up, cause them to fall. Really think about it. The devil, really, think about it. The god of this world system, the one controlling the hive mind, is the devil. It's a demon spirit. It's the spirit of the age. And this hive mind, which is Antichrist, they all do the same thing. And so when somebody breaks free from the matrix, they always get attacked. Why would they be friends with Trump all them years and now they hate Trump? Why would what's his name? Some podcasters. Joe Rogan starts to bring people on talking about Jesus, he gets attacked. Jordan Peterson gets saved, he says, and he gets attacked. See, when you go against the grain of the hive, you have to be attacked. And especially when you know a lot of truth, they're going to try to destroy you. That's the game, people. John the Baptist, they cut his head off. All the prophets, the Bible tells you that the Jezebel spirit is behind killing all the prophets and all the elect and all the saints of old. So if you don't think Jezebel's trying to kill you, you haven't read your Bible. It started Cain and Abel. Cain had the Jezebel spirit, rebellion. Why was he in rebellion? Because God said, bring a blood sacrifice. He said, no, I'm going to bring his self-righteous attitude. He said, I'm not going to kill an animal. I'm going to bring the works of my hand, the green of the field. He wanted to bring the works of his hand, so he got the glory. Think about the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the religions, the cults, the isms and the cults and the religious but lost people. They're always trying to build themselves up. Everything they do is to put this image out there so they don't want to admit they're a sinner. Their sin stinks to the high heaven. Everything they do is to hide the fact that they're sinners, because they have self-righteous God complex. They think they're gods. Even the ones who are doing the insane, ridiculous stuff that you would say, well, that's obvious a sin, but they still have a self-righteous attitude. The ones who try to change marriage, the ones that try to do the abortion stuff, take life in the womb, they still have a self-righteous attitude like they're better than somebody else, and it's obvious that they're liars, cheaters, murderers, reprobate, everything under the sun, but they still have this self-righteous attitude. And you would think, how's that even possible? Because they're blind. Works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. And think about the devil system. Everything in the devil system is a works-based system. The Bible says, be fruitful and multiply, right? But it's impossible for you to do it. You get frustrated because you can't keep the letter of the law. The letter of the law was never designed for the human to keep, but to show him his sin and to make you cry out to God. So while you're under this blue letters law sky, the sky is blue because it's and the cycles of the seasons is the sine wave. So you got the blue sky, you got the sine wave of the seasons, you got the snake, you got the trouble, you got the man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward, the Bible said. And so you got the sine wave, you got the weather, you got the night and the day, you got the dirt and the rain and the storms and the hurricanes and all that stuff hitting you, the twisters. I mean, the code is right in front of you. The hurricanes and the tornadoes are twisting, they're turning. There's the word turn. You have to use a knife to cut your food. There's the word cut. And everything is union. The man and woman become one. You chew your food, it becomes a part of you. Everything is about union together. And everything's about flow. Everything's about cutting. You got to cut your food to eat it. Your teeth, cut it. Your teeth in scissors, scissor, right? You have to use a knife pretty much your whole life, which is cut. And the word cut goes back to the cross. And everything is turned. Your wheels are turning on your car. Like right now, I'm going down the highway. My wheels are turning. Your thoughts are turning. Everything's turning. The tires are connected to the highway. There's together. There's union. Man, I'm flowing. I'm cutting over to the other lane. I'm turning my steering wheel a little bit. I'm connected to the highway and I'm flowing. Cut, turn, union, flow. So this whole system is a cutting system, a turning system to push you into the flow. But the letter of the law cuts you. The Spirit of God turns you. The Bible verses turn thoughts over in your mind to turn you into a new creature. That's why it's important to memorize verses. You can't beat the devil without the Word. You can't beat the devil without the Holy Spirit. You will fail. You will suffer. You will die, is what they hope. The devil wants to kill you. The devil wants to shorten your life that you don't step into your calling. The more they attack a person, you can look out and say, well, something's going on. Maybe they got saved. Like, I don't even know who Mr. Beast is, but I'm seeing like chatter online like, Mr. Beast got called. We finally called him or something like that. I don't know. He's probably getting ready to get saved or got saved. Who knows? What's that one guy in England? He just got saved and now they attack him. What's his name? Got the long hair and always thinks he's like, he tries to look like Jesus, but even before he got saved, he tries to dress like Jesus. He's like, and he talks real, I forget his name. I don't know his name. He talks with a bunch of big words, you know, and he's real fast with his words, you know. And so, who knows about Mr. Beast, but I don't even know who he is. But they say he's one of the most popular people in the world right now. I don't know him. But the fact that his name's Mr. Beast tells you something right there. And they say, and I did see one video where it said, well, is he the Antichrist? Well, there's always types and shadows of Antichrist every age, every year. There's always an Antichrist waiting on the scene for the rapture of the church, right? So I bet you better bet your bottom dollar anybody who's being attacked vehemently either is spread some serious truth or just got saved and started talking about Jesus, or they're afraid that the Borg hive mind is afraid, right? So the Borg the Borg against the cube, the 666 cube Borg is against the Federation, against Star Trek, walking in the spirit. The Borg is against walking in the spirit. Instead of unity by faith, and working together, it's unity by plugging you into a computer like Elon Musk is trying to do. Why would they attack Elon for freedom of speech? Because freedom of speech is a principle in the Bible, you know, preach the gospel. Give out the gospel. Speak the truth. They want to shut down the truth. They attack people who are not in the hive. Period. Plain and simple. If you've never been attacked because of your stand that is all Jesus, see, they don't get the glory. That's why they're mad. Abel and God did not give the glory to Cain, and Cain killed Abel. It's the same story playing today.